USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The driver taken into custody over the fatal Christmas parade crash in Waukesha, Wisconsin, left five people dead and dozens injured, has been identified.
We're no longer looking for a suspect vehicle. We do have a person interested in custody at the moment, but this is still a very fluid investigation.
Waukesha Police Captain Dan Thompson has identified the person of interest as 39-year-old Daryl Brooks. He is currently being questioned over the deadly crash on Sunday afternoon in the Milwaukee suburb. He has not been charged at this time. Unconfirmed reports coming from multiple sources says he has a lengthy criminal record and he may have been fleeing a knife fight from another location. A press conference is scheduled for 1 p.m. local time. Monday marks the deadline for millions of federal employees to prove that they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. The mandate by President Biden was signed back in September. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Humana. Attention veterans, if you are 65 or over and considering Medicare Advantage, you will need to select your plan before the December 7th annual enrollment period deadline. Ed Sandrick of Humana shares helpful information.
To help select a plan that meets your individual health needs, be sure to make a list of questions and turn to reliable sources such as informational websites and meetings with licensed health insurance agents who can help you understand plan options and maximize your Medicare benefits. This is especially important for veterans since there are Medicare plans that can provide the coverage you need and run out the benefits you may already have through the VA, like the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan, which is available to all eligible individuals but was designed with veterans in mind.
To learn more about Humana plans, which are recommended by USAA, visit Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, HMO-SMP, PPO, PPO-SMP, and PFFS organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Weather could be of concern in portions of the country this holiday season. Thanksgiving is Thursday.
Rain and wind are likely to cause travel delays as the Thanksgiving holiday week begins, with a system of stormy weather expected to start drenching the Midwest, later the upper Northeast, bringing abundant precipitation and high winds to the region. The conditions could cause air travel delays. Thousands of people expected to be heading out of town for Thanksgiving. Even more folks will be driving. Most Americans on the move will be, in fact, and that rain and wind will affect them as well, though it will die down in the Northeast by Thanksgiving Day itself. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two Fox News guest commentators have resigned in protest of what they call a pattern of incendiary and fabricated claims by the network's opinion hosts. In separate interviews with NPR, Stephen Hayes and Jonah Goldberg pointed to a breaking point earlier this month when Tucker Carlson's three-part series on the January 6th siege of the U.S. Capitol, calling it innuendo and conspiracy theories. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership to the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border last week, another caravan with an estimated 2,000 people is approaching the border. Retired ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News it took only 9 months to destroy our secure border.
I wrote an op-ed a year ago saying Joe Biden become president, we lose control of the border, not just the illegal immigration. When you open the border like he has done, you open up just not the illegal immigration, you open up the illegal drug flow. Record amount of fentanyl has entered this country this year under that open borders that killed over 100,000 people. That number just came out. 100,000 overdose deaths. DEA says 95% of fentanyl comes to the southwest border. That shouldn't surprise anybody. As far as terrorism, when that border is vulnerable, you got 400,000 gotaways. Add to the 1.7 million they encountered, which is really 1.9. You add to the 400,000 gotaways, you take the fact that Border Patrol's already arrested 14 people on the FBI screening database. How many of that 400,000 were known suspected terrorists were also in that screening database? These are people that don't want to get caught. This border is more vulnerable right now than it's ever been. The Biden administration took the most secure border I've seen in my career and unsecured it within 9 months. Record number of illegal immigration, record number of drug flow. And look, when you open the border like that, record amount of COVID and other diseases come across that border. It's just not an illegal immigration issue anymore. It's a national security issue. It's a public safety issue because of the fentanyl that's come across that border and the criminals that come across the border.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.